Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called Brand Extension Insights from Bieber and Trump. What do Justin Bieber and Donald Trump have in common, besides mops of hair? Both guys, we can't really call 17-year-old Bieber a man yet, are driving major brand extensions, their own. The Donald's brand may have started in real estate, with office buildings and hotels littering several metropolitan areas, but the Trump name now appears on vodka, health products, mattresses, furniture, cufflinks, shirts, ties, and even a seminar company. Trump's most recent extension pursuit is golf courses, as he's building a billion-dollar golf course in Scotland to add to the 9 golf properties he already owns. Justin Bieber's aspirations seem to be just as ambitious. He's released his own line of headphones, nail polish, and even scented dog tags. No, I'm not making this up. Current rumors suggest he's planning to launch his own retail store, as well as a line of snack pack pudding cups. On one level, you could lump Trump's and Bieber's brand extension pursuits together and chalk them up as the sort of hubris and greed that seems to come with celebrity territory. They're simply joining the ranks of other stars who have built business empires by trading off their names. But there are important insights to be learned about them, from them, about brand extensions. Actually, it's the differences between the two guys' approaches that is most revealing. First, there's their motivations. Trump seems to be pursuing brand extensions as an exploitation of his brand, while Bieber's moves seem to be more of an expression of his. In a Business Week article, Trump explains the success of his endeavors, saying, "My name is hotter than ever. It's been hot as a pistol." The piece reports, after taking a break to greet Kate Gosselin, star of the one-time reality show John and Kate Plus 8, Trump says, quote, "If Trump wasn't doing well, the stars don't come up and kiss my ass." Trump clearly recognizes the value of his name, and he's using it as leverage for business deals. Bieber, on the other hand, seems to view extensions as an expression of himself. In a video introducing his headphones, he explains their purple color, saying, quote, "It's my favorite color. I just think it represents me the best." And the colors of his nail polish collection are reportedly inspired by his songs. "Me Plus Blue" is dark blue, and "One Less Lonely Girl" is a girly lavender color. There's also guardrails. The primary judgment call of any brand extension is whether or not the new product or category is appropriate for the brand. Effective brand managers apply guardrails to delineate what is appropriate and what is not. In Trump's case, the guardrail he applies is brand-based. In a 2006 blog post, he wrote, quote, "I've worked hard to make sure the Trump name is found only on buildings of their highest caliber and products of the finest quality. I won't even consider giving my approval to anything unless I know it's top of the line, because when people see or hear Trump, they expect the best." To Trump, the quality his brand is associated with is the primary guardrail within which an extension must lie. Bieber's guardrails are fan-based. His statement in an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, "I don't think of myself as powerful. If anything, my fans are powerful. It's all in their hands," reads like an overall philosophy, as well as his approach to brand extensions. With teen girls and the products they love as his guide, decisions about what is appropriate come easily for him. That's why it doesn't seem odd that a male celebrity would develop a female product like nail polish. David Reeder of talent agency Greenlight observed in a Brand Week article that Bieber's extensions, quote, "make sense to his core audience, so there's nothing completely off-brand for him." And finally, there's business relationships. For Trump, brand extensions are a solo endeavor. Most of his deals are acquisitions or development plays. It's the traditional real estate approach. There's a buyer and a seller, and after the transaction closes, there's a single owner. He may work with another entity to develop a product, as he did with Talbot Teas to create new tea blends, or with PVH to create his clothing line, but the end product is always branded Trump. But Bieber is all about partnerships. It's an approach he first employed with his career. He started out by taking on Usher as a mentor and released early hits with him and Ludacris, where recently he's collaborated with musicians like Kanye West. His brand extensions reflect a similar collaborative approach. The aforementioned headphones were developed in partnership with Monster and Dr. Dre and are branded Just Beats. The nail polish line is a result of a collaboration with Nicole by OPI and is called the One Less Lonely Girl Collection. Bieber is mentioned in promotional materials, but his name doesn't appear on the product. There are two entirely different approaches to brand extensions. Neither is right or wrong, just different. Trump has taken the tack that most companies do with brand extensions. Most companies look to brand extensions to leverage the value of a brand name in multiple categories, so they take an approach that exploits the existing brand equity, uses the brand as a filter for decisions about appropriateness, and asserts the brand in the end product. Bieber's approach is less conventional and not without downsides. Allowing appropriateness decisions to be driven by your customers versus the brand has the potential to take your brand off course. And by doing co-brands and partnerships, your brand may derive less value from the extensions. But the Bieber approach may resonate more with your target audience as it conveys more humility and flexibility. I love how brand insights can be derived from a 66-year-old business tycoon as well as a 17-year-old pop star. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.